The TNI, too, sat down on the surface of the newly revised planet, and Flash took a moment to look around. It would be unwise to exit the vehicle before knowing exactly what the environment contained. Sensors scanned the air, probes analyzed core samples. Flash took in the technicolor panorama and longed to explore it on foot. The readings were displayed on the computer screen, and the surface minerals were examined. The blue was lapis lazuli, giving way to pure ultramarine. The yellow and red contained ferric oxide in the form of specular hematite crystals. In turn, each hue revealed minerals that had ranged from common to semi-precious on Earth. Here on Olo, they stretched as far as the eye could see in saturated purity. The air was fit for human respiration, so Flash was free to explore. The hatch opened and Flash stepped outside, still marveling at his surroundings. He walked several paces and then turned. His boots left no footprints on the ground. The airborne particles had settled quickly and were tightly compressed, as though something greater than gravity pulled them down toward the center of Olo. In the distance, Flash could see some of the fantastic upright forms that he had observed from space. These he wanted to study up close, but every detail surrounding him was so fascinating that it made for slow going. He came upon a patch of blood red. While the color was deep and dark, it seemed to emanate light at the same time. He got down on his hands and knees to have a closer look. The entire surface was faceted like expertly cut rubies. He picked up a crystal. It captured light and glowed in his hand. He held it up and looked into it against the sky. The luster of stars danced within the stone, and it cast beams of burning light, red light, in every direction. He couldn't tell how long he stared into the crystal fragment, but he felt he could look at it forever. Eventually, however, he placed it back where he had found it. There was so much more to see. As time passed, Flash began to feel hungry and tired. His brain could hardly keep up with the excitement and the details of this place. As much as he wanted to explore, he thought it best to make his way back to the TNI too. Having left no footprints on the crystalline surface, he had no path to follow. Turning, he saw the patch of ruby, the spray of yellow, and the field of blue. There, where the colors came together, sat his spaceship, bathed in a rainbow of luminescent reflections. He had only walked a few yards.